Good morning. It is the 4th of May. I'm Steve Smith, and along with me this morning is Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City. Joanne, may the 4th be with you.
And also with you, Steve.
And welcome to this Cinco de Mayo Eve edition of Cultural Continuum. Beginning today and getting underway here shortly, actually, they'll be offering tours for children at the 100-year-old Woodbury County Courthouse every hour today, starting at 9 o'clock through 3 p.m. The tours, as you might imagine, are part of the courthouse centennial celebration. And there's lots of cool stuff. And Siouxland Public Media has contributed the audio-visual portion of the tour with a great narration from Jim Scopp, and it's a terrific deal happening down there. You can find out more information by going to woodburycountyiowa.gov/100, the Woodbury County Courthouse, a gem smack dab in the middle of Sioux City, Iowa.
Lots of stuff has been going on at the courthouse the whole week, and listeners, I know that it says tours for children will be held at the courthouse, but get down there because there are many, many activities that you can take advantage of and just really appreciate. Like Steve said, it's a gem here in Sioux City. Some theatrical experiences going on. Lamb Arts Regional Theater presents Steel Magnolias, and that opens tonight. Showtimes through Sunday, May 20th. In this dramatic comedy, Truvy Jones runs a successful beauty salon in Louisiana where all the ladies in the neighborhood have a standing Saturday appointment. The all-female cast is full of memorable characters and sharp, witty dialogue. Lots more on that at lambtheater.com.
More theater and Lamar's at the Postal Playhouse. Lamar's Community Theater is presenting Drinking Habits. That opens tonight with showtimes through Thursday, May 10th at the Postal Playhouse. Accusations, mistaken identities, and romances run wild in this laugh-out-loud farce. Go to lamarslive.org for more information on Drinking Habits.
The Sioux City Railroad Museum presents Trains, Tripods, and Snapshots. That's going to be on Saturday. It goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in conjunction with Sioux City Historic Preservation Week. This event features the ongoing preservation and restoration work being done at the museum. There will be motor car rides and tours of the historic buildings from 1917 on. The steam locomotive will also be outdoors on display, and more information on that, SiouxCityRailroadMuseum.org.
It's First Saturday Family Storytime tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Sioux City Public Library, the Elf's Downtown Library. The theme is Roar Dinosaurs. There will be books, songs, and dinosaur activities for kids. Go to SiouxCityLibrary.org to find out more.
Road trip up to Cherokee. The Sanford Museum is showing the film Barn Raisers, and that's going to be on Saturday at 4 p.m. This historical documentary features film, tells the story of barns in the Midwest by examining them through the lens of architecture. There will also be display of John Snapp's photos of more than 300 Iowa barns, and that event is part of the Cherokee Historic Preservation Celebration. Again, that movie Barn Raisers is tomorrow at 4 p.m. in Cherokee Sanford Museum.
The Northwestern College Jazz Band and Percussion Ensemble are giving a joint concert, and that will be this evening, at 7:30. The jazz band will perform a variety of pieces, including Fascinating Rhythm by George and Ira Gershwin, Bourbon Street Jingling Jollies from Duke Ellington's New Orleans Suite. The Percussion Ensemble will perform Three-Way Split by Chris Brooks and Made with the Flaxen Hair by Claude Debussy. Go to nwciowa.edu to find out more.
That's a nice little road trip, but closer to home. The Betty Strong Encounter Center will present A Nation of Immigrants, Cultural Diversity on U.S. Stamps with Bob Ferguson. Now, that event will be Sunday at 2 p.m. The scholar and longtime stamp collector will discuss events and people of Spanish, English, French, Dutch, German, Irish, and Swedish origin commemorated on U.S. stamps produced from 1907 to 2016. He's also going to show how stamps commemorate milestones in North American settlements, and he's going to celebrate artifacts and crafts of various immigrant cultures. Betty Strong Encounter Center, Sunday, 2 p.m. It's down there on the riverfront.
Sioux City Chamber Music Association is presenting a young artist competition featuring 10 of Siouxland's finest young musicians. That'll be Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Not to hesitate, this is the last weekend to see Icons, Elizabethans, and Elegies for a Mad King paintings by Steve Joy at the Sioux City Arts Center. Steve draws on his rich experiences throughout the world, his study of history and literature, and his expansive knowledge of art. His paintings will be on display only through Sunday, May 6th. So if you want the hours for the Art Center, just go to SiouxCityArtCenter.org for more information.
And you know, when they take one exhibit down, they put another one up. So we're excited.
Yes, that's the way they work down there. So it's never dull, you know.
Siouxland cyclists are hosting a bike rodeo for Siouxland kids. That'll be Monday from 5:30 to 7:30 in the Tyson Event Center parking lot. The bicycle rodeo will help young riders learn important skills such as rules of the road, traffic signs, and general bicycling safety tips. Kids should bring a bicycle and a helmet. Go to SiouxlandCyclists.org. I don't believe it's going to be a rodeo in the traditional sense. I believe it's going to be a more safeties type thing.
I would think so. And also, I think the weather will be okay by that time. And the rain is forecast, but it should be on its way out of this area. And another nice place to go up and visit, Dickinson County. The Nature Center is holding its monthly Nature Tots program. That's going to be on Wednesday, May 9th at 10:30 a.m. The theme is Because of a Seed, and it's for kids ages 2 to 5. Might need a parent or an adult with those children. Dickinson County Conservation Board.com. Lots more information on that free event.
And Sioux City Farmers Market had its first day a couple of days ago. It will have its second day open tomorrow, and it'll now be open for the 2018 season. You can find locally grown produce, baked goods, handcrafted items, all on the corner of Triview Avenue and Pearl Street. It opens at 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock Wednesdays and Saturdays. If you'd like more information, you can go to Sioux City's Farmers Market, or rather, yeah, Sioux City Farmers Market. com to find out more about all of the offerings, all of the vendors, etc., happening right down there by the Tyson Event Center.
And we should give a shout out. We just completed a successful fund drive, pledge drive. Thank you to all the listeners for supporting us. It was great to be on the air with Steve. Something different than Cultural Continuum. It was witty repartee, and I think the listeners all got smarter.
Well, thanks to everyone who called in and phoned in their pledges and mailed in their pledges and emailed their pledges, etc. So thanks for a successful fund drive. Couldn't have done it without volunteers like Joanne as well. And that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum, leaving you with Fascinating Rhythm by the Gershwins. This is Ella Fitzgerald recording as we close up shop on today's edition of Cultural Continuum.
Rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making. The neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flivver. Each morning I get up with the sun, start a hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off? Decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the gal I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you stop picking on me? So unhappy. Won't you take a day off? Decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy.